254-9659. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this hump day Wednesday, April 23rd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Tom Walker and Petoskey, I'm going to put a positive review on there for Dr. Jeff. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate that. Got another one here from Penny in St. Ignace. God bless our vets. Facebook is so mean these days. Well, maybe it's a good thing Zuckerberg took me off of Facebook, even though your defending father's, Trucker Randy's accounts allegedly are still there. But if you look at the last post, haven't been able to post on my accounts or have access to my accounts, 14 different pages that we were a part of, 127,000 followers gone with a click of a switch. So maybe, just maybe, it's a good thing we're not on there anymore, but it is what it is. But for these people that feel that the way they can silence you is by attacking, leaving negative reviews on social media, Facebook, Google, Yelp, whatever. You have to understand that what they have learned is that this is a way to silence people and in some cases put them out of business. Shut them down. Not only destroy their business, their livelihood, their ability to have purpose in life, to do what they do every single morning, get up and do your business, well, they don't like your viewpoint. They don't like your opinions. They don't like the way you say things. So as a result, they sue you. They tie you up in court. They force you to spend thousands of dollars on an attorney to defend yourself. But there's no justice. There's no way to go back after these people in some cases. Now, you can always countersue and hope that you can explain damages and what this person has done to you, forced you to spend thousands of dollars defending yourself in a frivolous lawsuit. Well, hopefully you can get at least reimbursed your legal fees. But what about the time? What about the effort? What about all the things you have to do? Depositions, answers that must be filed by certain dates by your attorney, information, time you have to spend with your attorney explaining the answers so that they file the answers properly, or going on Google or Facebook and trying to defend yourself against these attacks. Well, the left has figured out that they can use these tactics to destroy you. Donald Trump right now, I talked about it yesterday. MERS News Service had a story about it. These 50501 protests. Well, after doing a little research last night, found out that many of these events, many of these protest rallies, are from people who don't even live in your community. A lot of these people show up from outside the state that we live in here in Michigan, and that many of these people are actually paid operatives of George Soros and his son. Some of these nonprofit organizations that are turned into NGOs, non-governmental organizations. But if you do a little research like Elon Musk has done, you'll find out that basically they're funded by the federal government. He was on with Joe Rogan the other day, and he said, you know, some of these nonprofits are formed with names like Institute for Peace. Sounds really good. Who would be against an institution for peace? Who wouldn't want to donate and support that? So they set up the nonprofit. They take it to Washington, D.C. They take it to Congress. They give some dollars to a U.S. congressman or a U.S. senator, and they bring it up where these nonprofits are funded by our taxpayer dollars. Joe Rogan asked him, well, how many of these out there exist? And he says, hundreds of thousands of them. They've been doing this for decades. He said, well, how much money are we talking about? He says, oh, it's in the multi-billions of dollars, for sure, multi-million, possibly multi-billion dollars worth of funding of our taxpayer dollars go to these nonprofits that eventually turn into NGOs. And the thing of it is, folks, once you get the approval for funding, $1 million a year, $10 million a year, $5 million a year, whatever it is, it goes on and on and on every single year. It's like automatically renewed. This is absolutely intolerable. We have got to call this out. We need to stand up and fight against this. And we need to make sure that the public knows the truth, as opposed to these lies and these attacks that these people do against us. Well, I've been praying on this. I've talked to my attorney. Very soon, I'm going to be coming out and telling the truth to you, my audience, about what's happening to us. Who's doing it? And how much money it's costing us. And potentially, with his own words, I have a recording that I'm going to play on this show that will absolutely, you'll hear it in his own words, him say, my goal is to take him off the air. My goal is to shut down the radio station. I am going to absolutely be honest, truthful, and tell you exactly who it is and why they're doing it. And then you can decide to do for yourself what you want to do. I'm sick and tired of defending. It's time that I have to go on the offensive. I'm not going to just sit idly by and allow somebody to try to legally bully me. It's not going to happen. And you're going to know the truth. You're going to know everything. But I just got permission from the parties involved. I just got permission from my attorney. And it's serious, folks. We're talking thousands of dollars already, with more thousands of dollars coming. And you're going to know the truth. So it's okay. We're staying positive. We're praying every day. We're asking for God's protection to fight this evildoer. But we got to be honest with you. One thing I've told you guys, I will always tell you exactly what I believe is the truth. I try to vet every story. I try to vet every source. I try to vet every single product, goods, or services that we have. And we have to do it. We have to defend it. We have to fight it. One thing you have to understand, if we don't stand up to these bullies, they take us off the radio, they shut down the radio station. If they shut down or hurt Dr. Jeff Sue Animal Hospital, I mean, you heard him say it in his own words. He's got 20 families that rely on him keeping the doors open to the Sue Animal Hospital. That's their place of employment. They've dedicated themselves to working with Jeff to take care of animals in our community. And if these leftists, I believe he said the ones attacking him, are actually from Washington State, one guy's from Oregon, they don't know Michigan. They don't know Northern Michigan. They surely don't know the UP. And they don't know how long Dr. Jeff and the Sioux Animal Hospital has been in business. Now, I got a very simple question for you guys. If Dr. Jeff was a bad guy, he was actually an animal abuser, like they accused this other doc out there in Nevada, taking care of that horse that was coming out of anesthesia. If Dr. Jeff is truly an animal abuser, do you think he would have been able to expand his business like he's done over the last couple years? Get all this new technology, the latest, greatest technology out there to take care of our animals? Do you think he would honestly be able to bring on other vets and grow the business for Farm Day, where he and the other vets are going to be able to go out and treat farm animals? He's going out this afternoon, from what I understand, to take care of Cliff Tellini, our beef farmer over in Onaway. Evidently, he must have a sick animal or something. As soon as Jeff got done with this interview today, getting in his truck and driving from Sault Ste. Marie all the way down to Onaway to take care of an animal for Cliff Tellini. He's got other animals that he takes care of when he's out on farm days. He's got farm day tomorrow where he's going to be already scheduled to take care of other animals. And then when he comes back late in the day tomorrow, Mr. Snoop and I are going to go up and visit him because Snoop needs his shots and he's got a coughing issue. So Jeff wants to x-ray his lungs and look down his throat. After hours, this is what Dr. Jeff is willing to do for Mr. Snoop. Because this is just the kind of guy he is. So again, if you're listening, please go to Google. Do Google search. Find reviews. Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sault Ste. Marie. S-A-U-L-T Animal Hospital, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Leave a positive 5-star rating review and let's counteract these people from Washington State, Oregon. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number one. I want you to save the date. And if you'd like to get tickets right now, get them early, because I believe this event will be sold out. The 6th annual 2025 Fun Shoot Pig Roast and Train the Youth About the Second Amendment. It's going to be on Saturday, July 19th in Central Lake, Michigan. Gates will open at 12 noon. We're going to go till 4. I've been reaching out to some keynote speakers, some regular speakers, some sponsors. If you know somebody who would like to be a sponsor, give them my phone number, 231-360-5140. We'll list them as a sponsor on the website, acconservatives.org. acconservatives is plural, .org. We've got the post up there all about the information, and we're going to have a great time. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse, one of the sponsors, he's agreed to smoke our pork for us again this year. He's going to bring it to us super hot, ready to be served that day. We've got Tom Curtis coming from Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. If you've never met Tom, he'll be there. You'll be able to talk with him. Bring your firearms, your ammunition. The gun ranges will be open. We'll be able to have you sight in your deer rifles on the 100-yard range. If you want to shoot handguns, Richard Davis will have the bowling pin set up for the pin shoot. We also have stationary targets. You can practice there. Tom Curtis will be able to look at your firearms, give you an opinion, appraisal, basically, of what he thinks they might be worth, what you might be able to trade them in on to get a newer, different type of firearm. We're going to have a great event, but we're focusing on young people. We want to train young people on firearm safety. Brett Gooding, Tammy Gooding, Great North Firearm Training, they're going to be there with their range safety officers. We also have Randy Walker. He's going to be part of it. Chris Holtz is going to be part of it. We're going to be able to have enough range safety officers out there to train, educate, inform everybody on how to be part of the event, be able to shoot, be able to learn how to handle a gun, greatly appreciate them and what they're doing for us. So again, save the date, Saturday, July 19th, Central Lake, Michigan from noon to 4. Or if you'd like to get your tickets early, go to the website acconservatives.org and you can click on the yellow donate button on the top right. Tickets this year, prices have gone up on everything. Thank you, Joe Biden, for your inflation. Adults this year are going to be $50. Teenagers are $25. Children 12 and under are going to be free. But the kids must be accompanied by an adult. You can't just drop your kid off. You have to stay with them. You have to be part of the event. Simply click on the yellow donate button on the top right of the website. You purchase your tickets by providing all your information that's required on our PayPal account. You pay with a credit or debit card. And if you're buying multiple tickets, there's a optional write a note box. So just click on that write a note box and give us the names of the people who will be attending the event. That's if you're buying more than one ticket. After you make your donation, you'll be emailed a receipt from our PayPal account, not yours. You don't need one. You'll get an email receipt for your donation. That is your ticket. So just print out that receipt for your donation or simply take a picture of it on your cell phone. When you get to the site on Muckle Road in Central Lake, Mark Peters and others will be out at the gate checking people in. Just show them your ticket and show them your photo ID, and you'll be able to have entry into the Richard Davis compound. We're asking to bring folding lawn chairs. Come early and pray for great weather. We need great weather. So greatly appreciate if you guys would do that. Again, check it out, acconservatives.org. If you'd like a link to it, just text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast or ACCU for Antrim County Conservative Union. Just text me whatever you want. As long as I know what it is, I'll send you the link. acconservatives.org has all the information, and you can get your tickets online. Just click on the yellow donate button. Greatly appreciate you guys joining us this year. I've reached out to quite a few people. I'm trying to get a few governor candidates to come. I've also reached out to Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA to see if he would come and talk to the young people. If you know some high schoolers, if you know some college kids, bring them. Absolutely want to educate them, train them, have them hold a gun, shoot a gun, and learn all about the Second Amendment. Saturday, July 19th, noon to 4 in Central Lake, Michigan. Save the date. Text me. I'll send you the link. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures